CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. Hey, Memphis, stop something. How about that? Stop anything. Good grief. That's just atrocious. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. I already told you about Gilstrap Roofing. Let me get to Rudy. Rudy and then Robert. Rudy, how are you, Rudy? Good to have you.
Deptula, my friend. How you doing?
Hey, Rudy. Good to speak with you, Rudy. Merry Christmas,
listen,
Rudy.
I appreciate you. Merry Christmas to you as well. And I want to just take real quick. I got a couple of comments, a couple of questions. But Red, what Red is doing is just incredible. And Red, I know you listen, and God bless your soul, my brother. You are making people have lives that they didn't think they was possible, and it's just incredible. So God bless you.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think our listeners deserve a lot of credit.
Oh, yeah. Quite honestly, no doubt. The listeners need 100%, 100% attaboy. Yeah, no doubt. To raise that kind of money in one day, I mean, you know, well, that's almost as good as, you doing an auction.
Yeah, it was, you know, in the 4 hours, we raised like $8,500. And
I know, man. You are the man at that, Walt.
Well,
when you ever retire from radio, I know what you're gonna be doing.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let me ask. Well, I know you're never gonna retire from radio, so don't worry about it. Yeah, we're good. So, anyway, hey, a lot of people think Cignetti is like just consider this basketball, right? A lot of people think I'm seeing a lot of people think Cignetti is like a Butler or a Florida Atlantic type coach. Do you think that? I think he's legit. Don't you?
Oh, he's 100% legit. I mean, yeah. I mean, as a whole, I think that's the most well coached team in America. Now, I think part of it is Haynes, the defensive coordinator, who I think is the best in the nation. But yeah.
Now, Walt, does he use three linebackers on
yes.
Every play, or does that come and go?
Yeah, virtually every play. They keep this is the most insane thing I saw, Rudy, probably in the last 5 years of college football. In the Oregon game, when Oregon is trailing in the second half, playing at home at Outson, and they have to throw the ball because they're trailing, Indiana kept three linebackers on the field. And that's just insane. You just don't see that done.
Are they spies, or are they dropping into coverage?
No, mostly they're dropping into coverage in that situation, and then they rally to the ball and they tackle. And they don't miss tackles in space, but they get such great drops, they make it really difficult for quarterbacks to fit the ball in. You've got to be able to layer the ball against Indiana.
So Nettie's just that good.
Well, Cignetti or Haynes, the defensive coordinator, which
it's a combination of the both. Okay,
yeah.
I got you. Well, I'm going to leave you with this. I like Oklahoma tonight, but I think it's going to be an ugly game. I do. But I'm not going to bet against Venables with that defense, and I'll just get your thoughts about that. What do you think?
Yeah. You know, Rudy, this is the third time these teams have played in 13 months. And so basically a calendar year. They played last year in November, and Oklahoma obviously wiped the field with them.
Yep.
If DeBoer loses to Brent Venables, who was a lot
he's
of people...
They're going to rush him out of town on the Greyhound bus.
Right. If he loses for the third time to Oklahoma in 13 months to the newbie to the league, they're not going to like that. Those people are not going to like
that. What you're saying is DeBoer's head to Michigan.
I think that's definitely a possibility. Now, you know, the game itself,
I can't believe that. Really?
Yeah.
After what, 3 years?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance he's gone. I don't think he's a good fit there. I think he knows it. I think he wants out. I think it's the right – he needs to find the right situation. Michigan would seem like the right situation. He's a Midwest guy.
Well, you know, honestly, Walt, he would change the culture at Michigan. Don't you believe that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think he's a good coach. I just don't think he's a good fit at Alabama, regardless of what happens tonight.
Well, who is a good fit at Alabama other than Saban, honestly?
Yeah, well, again, that's the thing. You know, it's the old adage about, you know, following the guy.
You don't want to be the guy that doesn't relieve the guy. Right, yeah, I got you.
That
well, I appreciate you, my friend.
Same
and
here, Rudy.
Have a good weekend. Yep. I'm looking forward to the playoff. It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rudy.
Hey, I appreciate you.
This is not going good for Memphis at all. Not NC State's actually playing fairly well on defense, which is somewhat of a shock. But they are dismantling Memphis 31-7, and now Memphis faces a third and $8 million. Just to run the ball and go play the second half of Memphis. It's and in the second half, you're actually gonna have to play some sort of defense. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm doing great. I hope y'all are.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
I want to go ahead and wish y'all a happy weekend. Are y'all going to be on next week at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be on.
Great.
I forget which day.
Before I get to football, you know, Walt, I was in earlier today, I was in a little small town grocery store in my hometown. Little old thing looks like it's stuck in the 70s. And I was over there looking for some horseradish, but you know what I saw? I saw Mr. Mustard Hot Sweet Mustard.
There you go.
And I said, man, I can't believe that. That's what Walt's been taught. So I grabbed the jar. I hadn't tried it yet, but I think I'm going to like it.
Oh, you're going to love it. You are going to love it. Everybody I turned on to that mustard has written me and thanked me for turning them on to it. It's awesome. I use it in like virtually anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to like it, too, from the way you've described it. So.
You will, I promise.
But,
now, the horseradish, what are you getting that? For shrimp cocktail or something? What are you doing with the horseradish?
No, I'm make a creamy horseradish dip from my prime rib.
Oh, a creamy horseradish dip for the prime rib, Ramona. We're all going to Robert's house. Robert, expect about 2,500 of us. When should we be over?
Oh, let's see. You know what? Funny you should mention that, because my son and his girlfriend, they can't make up their mind when they're coming. It's either going to be Christmas Eve or Christmas afternoon, or the other.
All
right. To be determined.
Okay. You let us know.
I will.
Call Roto-Rooter. Check on the septic system before the 2,500 show up.
I got city, but I might check the lines anyway. Okay, well, I debated whether or not I wanted to make some picks with my big finish number, but I can't resist, so here we go.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going to take Oklahoma, and I'm going to lay the 1.5 points. I think Mateer is going to play like he did at the first of the year, similar to like he played against Michigan.
Okay.
You know, almost 300 yards passing, almost 100 yards rushing. He can't be turning the ball over, but I just don't think, even with the rest, I just don't think Alabama's going to have anything for Oklahoma's defense. Their offense, all the little tricks that they had and all the talent, it's all worn out. And
it's funny because I actually have Alabama, but I'm not confident at all about it. I mean, I'm starting to lean the other way. But the reason I originally picked Alabama, and again, we had to have those picks in like a week ago, whenever that was. They were part of the first 10 that we had a deadline on. The reason I picked Alabama at the time that I did is that if you watch the first game, you know, OU created, I want to say, 3 turnovers, and
right.
Alabama really moved the ball consistently. They just caved with the turnovers. Now, the thing is, you know, Venables took exception to people in the post game, you know, talking about how Alabama had more yards and everything. And we do way too much of that. Like, for example, you know, if you turn somebody over three times, guess what? I don't need to produce 500 yards. If I'm playing on short fields, I might have a 20-yard drive for a touchdown. I don't need 70 yards. I'm already winning with the 20 because I created the turnover. So I think it's misleading. You know, when we look at we try and diagnose, we put, do this post-mortem exam on something like that, and we say, well, Alabama dominated. They really didn't, but they did produce yards. So I'm going to assume that they're going to produce yards again. But you know, look, Oklahoma's going to be fired up. They apparently are going to get R. Mason Thomas back, and they did not have him, so that will just make Alabama's task more complex. And as everyone knows, I do not love this Alabama team. I think that Simpson's carried this team all year, and I think he wore out down the stretch, and it was obvious. And I kept saying that, and then I think people sort of caught on to that. But you know, what's his status now? I don't know. We're a few hours from finding out.
Yeah, I'll give you this. If Alabama hadn't turned the ball over three times, they would have won that game.
Yeah, that's the thing I was thinking, you know, and then I started thinking about, you know, the same teams are going to play again. Is Alabama really going to lose to Oklahoma three straight times in basically a calendar year? Maybe the answer is yes. You know, I mean,
I hope so.
it might be. I mean, and if it is, then you can forget about Kalen DeBoer in Alabama, because I just don't think he survives losing three straight games to a novice SEC or Oklahoma. I don't.
We'll see. Yeah. Next up, well, I'm going to take Texas A&M. I'm going to lay the 2.5 against Miami. I think for Miami to win this game, it's going to be on Carson Beck, and I just can't see him leading them to victory. And one other thing, Walt, tell me, how is Miami ranked 77th in the country and 7th in the conference in rushing, especially 7th in rushing in the conference, when they played some pretty poor ACC defenses this year?
Yeah.
I don't get that at all.
Look, I think the key to this game is going to be what Marcel Reed does on the ground. I think there are a lot of people who think that Reed is going to run all over Miami. Miami has great rush ends, two top 20 round one picks in Bane and Messidor. And I think there's a belief that, you know, they're going to try and contain Reed in the pocket. I don't think that's what I think Miami's going to go after Reed. And what they're going to try and do is to do what Penn State did to Kevin Jennings last year. In the playoff game. I think that's what they're going to want to do. I don't think they're going to, you know, if Reed starts hurting them, you know, we'll see, and we'll see whether Miami spies him. But I think Miami's going to go after him, and the real key is going to be, does the Texas A&M offensive line hold up to that? They think they're going to, because they've been talking noise. So, you know, so
we'll see. I could see Reed having a Jennings-like game in this, but I'm thinking he's not going to. And I just, like I said, it's going to basically, Miami winning this game is going to depend on Carson Beck, and I just don't trust him. And you know, I could see him throwing three interceptions.
And again, I get people worried about the home field. I've heard a lot of that talk. You know, Kwok and Ben were having that conversation on my way in, and I think Ben hit the, you know, Kwok was concerned about that element and the dominance of home teams last year and that type of thing. But I think Ben hit the right response to that, the right note. And Ben's answer was, yeah, but you got to remember they're also the better teams, and you know, there's a reason they're favored. And see, I think that was especially true last year. You know, in other words, SMU was not winning in 10-degree weather against Abdul Carter and
right.
that bunch at Happy Valley against a better football team. It just wasn't happening. Just like Tennessee wasn't winning at Ohio State against a much better football team. These games are not like that. All right, Miami A&M is not like that. That's not similar to that stuff from last year. Miami A&M is basically a toss-up, but it was a neutral field. Miami would be the favorite. So that's not the same thing, and neither is Oklahoma-Alabama. You know, that's not the same thing either. That's not those games from last year. So I think we're looking at a completely different scenario, and we have to be careful about reading too much into a very small sample size of home field advantage last year when the favorites were significantly better than the teams that were coming in to play them. I don't think that's the case this time. I mean, I think you can make the case that the road teams are actually better in some of these circumstances.
Yeah, I think those two games are going to be closer. I got one more, Walton, then I want to get off with a question. I'm taking JMU, and I'm going to take the 21.5 points against Oregon. And here's why. I think maybe Oregon might be looking ahead a little bit. And also, JMU's defensive coordinator, Colin Hitchler,
He's
a pretty good defensive coordinator. He's very aggressive.
Yeah.
And I like JMU's quarterback as well. I can't think of
Barnett,
his name right off the top of my head.
Barnett. He's all over the board. He has some games where he's good and others he's awful. I just don't see it, Robert. I just think they're going to get drilled. I
think this is going to be a loner pick out there. I'm going to be out there by myself on that one. Yeah. Last question, Walton. I'll take it off the air. I looked at that
I think it's like 51-10.
It could be. If JMU can hang around in the first half, I think that they can keep it close. But if Oregon gets out and jumps out to a 14-21-point lead, it might get ugly. So, Tulane and Ole Miss. I didn't pick this game. I wanted to take Tulane, but, man, I don't know about Ole Miss. You and I have talked about it. What's your thoughts on that game? And I'll take it off the air. Appreciate it, Walt. Thank you,
Robert. I think Ole Miss is going to have to fight off Tulane to an extent. I think that Tulane's going to compete to a much higher degree than they did in the first game. Having said that, I think when Ole Miss emerges from that game, I think they upset Georgia in the next round. So we'll see. Let me tell you about Underdog. Jake Paul steps back into the ring today. Plus, with Underdog Unwrapped, you'll unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays. They're kicking off with a boost for Jake Paul's big fight on Friday night. I just checked that boost. I think that boost is 50%. Is that a 50% boost? Where is that? I'm on Underdog. Hold on. It is a 50% boost. It's a 50% boost. I may have to get in that. I wasn't going to get on that, but I think I might have to. I can't. You know how I am with the boost. I have to take the boost. Football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is just easy. Pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. By the way, I am shopping Underdog right now. I am actually looking at the Alabama-Oklahoma game. I haven't come to any conclusions yet, although I am inclined to think Ty Simpson's going to go higher than 237.5 yards. I know he faded down the stretch, but he had a pretty productive game against Oklahoma. And right now on the surface, the reason I sort of like this play is that I think that whether they're winning or if they're, look, first of all, they're not running the ball. Okay, Alabama, I don't care whether Jam Miller plays or not. He sucks. I mean, he's decent in pass pro, but let's stop acting like Jam Miller is Derrick Henry. Okay, there's nothing to that. I mean, he basically sucks. He's the worst back Bama's had in a long time as a starter. So I don't care about him or that running game. The running game for Alabama stinks. So it's not like Alabama's going to gain yards rushing. They're going to just try and keep Oklahoma honest with the run game. But if they're going to win the game, it's going to be on Ty Simpson's arm. They're going to have to throw the ball. So if they play from in front, then Ty Simpson's playing well. If they're trailing, then they're also going to have to throw. So he could backdoor this number. So right now I'm leaning towards higher on 237.5 passing yards for Ty Simpson. I haven't combined it with anything yet, but that's where my lean is, and I'll let you know in a little bit. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Underdog, make picks, win money, must be 18+, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerns that apply, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Or you'll thank me later. All right, we'll take a quick break. Hal, I'm coming right to you. Is that Hal in Albuquerque? In Albuquerque, New Mexico? We got to find out what's going on down in Albuquerque, Ramon. What's the weather like in Albuquerque? Must be pretty good. Hal, we're coming to you on the other side. You can get in. 654-7627. We are college football wall to wall today. We have like 8 million bowl games we have to cover. Quick break.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
It's bow time. Two Bojangles steak biscuits for $5 means two times the tender, two times the flavor, two times the country fried, change your life, need another bite goodness you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Tired of scrubbing and still seeing grease? Power through grime and residue and refresh your kitchen with Buff City Soap. Made with hard-working plant-based ingredients, their cleaners cut through the mess without the harsh chemicals. From dishes to countertops, your kitchen gets sparkling clean and smells amazing with their multi-surface cleaner and dish soap. Ditch the fake stuff. Clean naturally with Buff City Soap. Shop today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Tired of waiting on hold forever? Talking to someone three states away who doesn't get it? At Upcountry Fiber, we're your neighbors, right here in the upstate, bringing you fast fiber internet and real local support 24/7. No pushy sales, no surprise fees, just honest service and a strong connection. And now it's a perfect time to switch. Save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local, a stronger connection.
The holiday countdown is on, so get your shopping done the Tiger way. Discover a few of our favorite Clemson Christmas things. Cozy fleece, logo ornaments, game day accessories, and standout gift sets for fans of all ages. Whether you're shopping last minute or planning ahead, you'll find something for everyone on your list. Make this season stress-free. Shop the Tiger Sports Shop. Shop in-store at either of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or skip the line and shop online 24/7 at tigersports.com.
The Greenville Winter Invitational returns Sunday as the Cincinnati Bearcats take on the Clemson Tigers in a basketball clash between two marquee programs. It's a highly anticipated nationally televised matchup featuring a surging Clemson program and a tradition-rich Cincinnati team. Tip-off's at 3 p.m., and you can score tickets today at the GSP International Airport box office or Ticketmaster through game day while supplies last. Clemson versus Cincinnati in the Greenville Winter Invitational, Sunday at 3 p.m.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back to Jose Feliciano. You know, when I saw this dude the other day, I thought he was dead. I didn't know he's still living. Did you know Jose Feliciano? I would have got that wrong in the dead game.
I would have got that wrong, too.
He's like 80. Now, I don't know when this was, okay? I don't know if people saw this on social media. I think I retweeted this stuff. I don't know what this. I don't know what this was. I don't know if this was a Sting benefit, if this was a honoring Sting for going into some Hall of Fame or not. I have no idea. Okay, I don't know what the event was. Somebody out there knows, I'm sure. But Sting and his, what I guess is his wife, I don't know, are sitting in the stands, and there's this other couple sitting next to them, and Jose Feliciano is doing a Sting song, and he's dedicating the song is being dedicated to Sting, and so
okay.
And so the chick to their right is like bobbing her head like this is awesome. Sting and his wife, or whatever she is, are in agony. They're in agony having to listen to old Jose Feliciano destroy his frigging song. I mean, the most tone-deaf thing I have ever heard in my life. It was atrocious.
It was bad?
Oh, it was not. Bad doesn't begin to cut it. It was an absolute abomination. And Sting is trying. His wife is nonplussed. She's like stunned.
I'm not even trying to cover it.
Sting is, he's a mix of pain and trying not to break out into laughter. That's how I viewed it.
Was this like the Hall of Fame?
Like just said, I don't know. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it. Maybe it was a Hall of Fame event for him. Maybe it was a dedication to him. Maybe it was, you know, maybe he was being inducted into something. I'm not sure. Somebody out there must have seen this and knows. Somebody on the text line, help us. Hal, I'm coming right to you. Before I do that, I just made some underdog picks. One play. So here's what I have. I have Ty Simpson higher than 237.5 passing yards. I have Ryan Williams, yes, a Ryan Williams sighting, higher than 39.5 passing yards. I have Connor Talty, the offensive a-hole Alabama kicker who might be the biggest punk in all of college football, higher than 0.5 field goals. And I have Tate Sundell, the OU kicker who's really good, higher than 0.15 field goals. Honestly, if I'm looking for a play in this game, you want to play a straight play. I don't know what it pays out, but I would just play those two kickers to go higher than their field goal number. Sandell is great, and Talty is a world-class a-hole, but you got to figure that this is a defensive game in which both these teams are going to have to settle for field goals, that red zone production might not be great in this game, and that this could well wind up being a field goal type battle. Therefore, these two numbers on the kicker, the Talty number is 0.5. Now, the payout on it is bad. It's like seven something. But still 0.5. In other words, he makes one field goal and you win that one. And then Sandell has to make two in order for you to win that one. But Sandell has 60-yard range. He's really good, and you have to assume he's going to get a number of opportunities in this game, and he's basically automatic. So I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm actually going to go back and I'm going to play those two kickers and just those kickers too. So I'm going to make a second play on the same deal. And I am, where is it? Okay. Let's see. Where are we? Let me find out what this pays. Okay. Talty in and Sandell in. And yeah, the payout's not great. It's 2.26 because the Talty number is so low. But I am going to play it anyway because I think it's just giving away money. So I'm in on that too. I'm taking the two kickers separately to go over their field goal numbers because I think it's a field goal game. Hal in Albuquerque. Hal, good to have you, Hal.
Thanks, Walt. How are you guys doing down south?
Good. Welcome in, Hal. Good to have you.
Excellent. Thank you. So before I talk about my Bears, I thought I would give you and your listeners some advice on the Oklahoma-Alabama game, which is I have taken Oklahoma, so y'all might be better just taking Alabama because my bowl game is absolutely horrid so far.
Okay. All right. Well, then, I'm feeling better, Hal, because I have Alabama, but it was sort of a default position. I don't really love either side.
Yeah, I just kind of came to the conclusion that if they can turn Alabama over at their own place, I don't see why in Oklahoma they can't turn them over again. It seems like that's a harder place to move your offense around.
True, but I think they turned them over three times. Are they going to do that again?
Well, I guess we'll see because yeah. I think you're right. I mean, you know, it's pretty much Ty Simpson, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And Brent Venables, I think you and I both agree, is one of the best defensive minds, if not the best in all of college football.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, and it may well come down to that. Plus, they get our Mason Thomas back. Plus, I think they get our Mason Thomas back, so that'll help them. OU.
Yeah. So this past weekend, I got to make my dream come true, and I got to see the Bears play in Soldier Field, something I've always wanted
to do. How about that? The Ghosts of Buckus.
What's that?
The Ghosts of Buckus.
Yeah, and it looked like it, man. Our defense really, I mean, I understand it was Cleveland whose offense is really bad, but, you know, anytime you hold an NFL team to 3 points, I think that's good, even if it's an offense that's struggling. And, you know, our offense was probably the best we've looked all season. And Cleveland, as bad as they are, their defense is actually pretty good.
That's true.
And so it was encouraging to see Caleb, I think, easily have his best game. He looked really good in that game. And that's why I think the Bears, you know, I think they could make a run in the playoffs because I think they're one of the more physical teams in the NFL. I mean, you know, they rush for, you know, they had two guys go over 100 yards in Philadelphia with Philadelphia knowing that all they could do was run the ball. I mean, that's a very physical team. And I think with the parity, and you've talked about the parity all around the NFL, why not just, you know, go with the team that's the most physical? And I think that might be my Bears.
See, I wasn't sure. I thought you were a little bit of fool's gold, a little bit of a mirage, because I didn't really trust your defense, but I think the defense is playing better. And again, you know, Hal, the reality is it's what's that song that the sisters there played, Why Not Me?
Why Not Me, exactly.
Yeah, Why Not Me? It's that type of year. Why Not Me?
Yeah, and we get
the
Judds,
the Judds. I don't know how the Judds was. The Judds, yeah. Why Not Me?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we get Green Bay at our place tomorrow, which I feel like, you know, we had a chance inside the 10 at their place to tie it, but Cole, unfortunately, threw not only a short pass to, Caleb, unfortunately, not only did he throw it short to Cole Kmet, he also threw it low, which was, you know, if you're going to throw it short to someone like Cole Kmet, at least get it up there so he can fight for it. But it looks like he learned his lesson because he got that pass to DJ Moore in the corner. He got that one up nice and high for DJ to jump up. So hopefully he's learned his lesson. But, you know, one of the things, and I know you know this, I think a big positive for Chicago is not only is it in Chicago, but they've lost their best pass rusher, unfortunately.
Yep.
I don't know if Parsons. You saw the Bears game when they played Green Bay, but he was causing all kinds of problems for us.
You're 100% right.
So he won't be doing that. So I like our chances and so at Soldier Field.
Yeah, I can't deny a single thing you said, Hal. I mean, I think we are headed for a wild playoff. I do think you have a good chance in the game. I don't think there are any givens in this National Football League from week to week right now. I don't think there's anything that's close to a great team. I think the Rams are still the best team, but I think it's sort of a default position, and I think anything is possible. I mean, if you put a gun to my head and made me pick right now, I'd say the Rams are going to play the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl and that the Rams are likely to win, but I wouldn't bet someone else's money on it. I don't feel confident about any of those teams because I don't think there's any team that is close to great. I mean, I think there's more parity and more mediocrity, quite honestly, in the National Football League this year than I've ever seen before. And so it's wide open, I'll give you that, Al. And you guys are playing well, and Johnson's done a great job there, no question about that.
Yeah, he has, and I'm glad we finally recovered, because I never was happy, and a lot of us Bears fans weren't. None of us were really happy with the firing of Lovie Smith, and we seemed to take us quite a few hires to recover from that. Ben seems to look like the right man for the job, at least so far.
Yeah, no question.
We've seen coaches come in their first year and do really, really well and then fall off, so I'm not going to say you know, with a certain authority he's definitely the right guy, but so far all signs are pointing to good.
Yep, no question. Hal, good speaking with you. Merry Christmas.
All right, thank you, Albuquerque. Bud.
Thank you. I'm sorry. So what are we just going to do? Call Memphis for a flag on every play now? Let's see. What do we have going on here? Oh, come on. Gee, I mean, come on. The quarterback's under duress. The ball's not catchable. That's just awful. I mean, you have to let them play. That's just terrible. So we're just going to move NC State along every single time now. What do we have? Like back-to-back 15-yarders on Memphis? Look, they already suck enough. They suck enough. Can we not get, can we do without the penalties? Good grief. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
Are you in the market for an auto loan? Move now. Get an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union by December 31st for the chance to win up to $25,000 towards your qualifying loan and a $5,000 deposit into your Loyalty Select account. And the best part, they'll be choosing monthly winners. So the earlier you get an auto loan, the more chances you have to win. Visit foundersfcu.com/auto to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers!
Did you know the IRS is hiring thousands of new revenue officers, leading to more audits and levies? If you have outstanding taxes, these changes could bring added stress and trouble your way. Take action now before things get worse. Let David Green at Green Law Firm help you resolve your tax issues before the IRS comes knocking. Call Green Law Firm today at 864-271-7940. That's 864-271-7940. Or visit greenlaw.legal. Act now and enjoy peace of mind tomorrow.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak testosterone from Low Country Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dip to the Red Rage. So we go to break with the officials not knowing whether a punt went into the end zone or needs to come out to the 20, and they're having a big conversation, so we have no idea whether they're marking this ball on the 1-inch line or taking it out. We don't know. We have no idea because they can't decide. They have all these big decisions to make in life. They can't decide there whether that hey, just go to replay. Just let replay sort it out, would you please? We have lots to get to. It doesn't really matter anyway, quite honestly. It's 31-7. What's the breakdown on that game, Ramona? We are in the first section of games, Ramona. Those first 10 games. We need to go over those. That's where we need to start. We need to go over those first 10 games. We need to start there before we even get to the other 20 that are part of this and talk about the games tonight. Then DeVito tells me a second ago, Ramona, I just got off Underdog. DeVito writes me a second ago, says Underdog just dropped a 60% boost. I just made my picks. I missed the 60% boost. I'll have to get back in. And I just closed it out for the time being, too. Hey, let me tell you about Iron Drive. You're working with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years. They have the most five-star Google reviews in their industry. Why? It's the people and it's the quality of the equipment. It turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality and longevity of any floor coating job is directly dependent on the equipment that lays it down. 12-inch stock color options, limitless custom colors. If you can dream it up, they can make it. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and schedule their services. By the way, when we had the Tigers for Tata's campaign, they donated a two-car garage coating that I auctioned for $2,500. So these are the kind of people you want to do business with. Oh, and they're the absolute best at what they do, and you say so on Google. Decorative epoxy coating insulation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable. Transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their insane gallery of finished jobs. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would cover your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Lifetime adhesion warranty guaranteed as long as you own your own home. It's Iron Drive. Ramona, don't you think with all the money and everything we raised yesterday that we did enough that somebody would have brought us donuts today?
Donuts.
Yeah, we're not saying, we're not necessarily saying you, John, you know, no. Or, you know, Jeff and Luke, you know, with a little,
Jeff and Luke.
Right, with a little Moretti's. It'd be nice, Jeff and Luke, a little Moretti's, that'd be nice, you know, a little care package of Moretti's. Hey, Ramona, we're going to review this now 117 times. We're going to review whether this ball is down at the goal line or coming out. Finally they got it. Finally they got it coming out. Memphis, we'll thank you later. Memphis, going deep here, and this is thrown away. It's not catchable, out of play. Thanks for coming. Thanks for nothing. Thanks for nothing there, Memphis. Again, I thought they'd score, Ramona. I at least thought they would score. I thought they could do that much. I knew that NC State was going to score against them, but I thought Memphis would score against this previously hideous NC State defense that today is apparently playing like the 85 Bears. So thank you, Memphis. Thank you for making me 4-2 and going 0-2 on the day. I was 4-0 going into today. I'm 0-2 on the day, unless there's some other game that I'm missing right now. You can get in 654-7627, 654-7627. That is the number to call. People always complain you can't get in, and get in right now. All right, Ramona, we need to start going over those bowl games. So let's
go. That's where we're at. We're at Memphis and NC State.
Well, we're going to do the first 10. So we're starting with the first 10, and we're starting with a bowl
right.
game.
Right. This is the first 10. But we're starting went through Jacksonville State and all those.
We're starting with bowl game number one. We did not analyze any of them.
Oh,
we just
okay.
spoke for a second about them, and
okay.
We said we were going to get back and analyze them. Now, some are past analyzing since they've been played, but there are some things that went as I thought they would early on, not so much today.
Okay, so the first one is Jacksonville State and Troy.
Yeah, Jacksonville State did what we thought, and did we both have Jacksonville State?
We
in that
did.
Game? Okay, all right. Well, we won't spend a ton of time on that then. All right, so we got that right.
Okay, the next one is Old Dominion and South Florida.
Yeah, a game where both starting quarterbacks elected not to play. I liked Hennickel, the backup. I thought he would run on South Florida. He did run on South Florida. He rushed like 120 yards, and that was the difference. I like it when you not only get it right, but your reason that you give out is right, and our reason was right, or my reason was right on that. I think you had that the other way, right?
I had South Florida, so you had Old Dominion.
Yes.
Okay, the next one is Delaware and Louisiana.
Yeah.
And you had Delaware and I had Louisiana. How'd that go?
Delaware won.
Okay.
And what was the line on that?
That was a 6-6, Louisiana 3 points.
Yeah. Delaware won the game by 7. They actually led 20-3, and I was starting to get worried they were going to give it away. But they were the better team. Really, the first half, Louisiana sort of controlled it, but you know, they made a little too much of it. The yardage was like 150 to 120 at the half. In the second half, the third quarter was all Delaware. Delaware had like 200 yards in the third quarter, and they took complete control of the game. And then they tried to sort of give it back late, but they held on, and that was good because I needed that. So at this point, I'm 3-0, and at this point, you're 1-2.
Right.
1-2. Okay.
The next one is Arkansas State and Missouri State.
And
how'd that go?
Arkansas State won the game.
Okay,
easily.
We both had Arkansas State.
Okay, so you moved to 2-2, and I moved to 4-0 before the bad stuff started today.
Okay, the next one.
All right, and so, in terms of like the rest of the world, I know there were two other people who were 4-0, and I think I heard Ben say that our man Nick, who's normally pretty good, I think he got off to a bad start, didn't he?
He had Troy, South Florida, Louisiana, and Missouri State is where we're at.
Yeah, those are all wrong.
Okay. Well, then he's off to a bad start.
It's a bad start. But with 1,012,000 games, there's plenty of time to rally,
that's
Nick.
That's true.
So did he get this game today right? Did he have Western Michigan?
Western Michigan and Kennesaw State, this one?
Yeah.
He has Kennesaw State.
Oh, well, maybe there's not time to rally, Nick. Okay, how about this one? NC State,
okay,
Memphis.
Okay, Memphis and NC State. We both have Memphis. He has NC State.
Okay, there we go. There's Nick's rally.
That's Nick's.
There's Nick's rally. So Nick is going to get going right now. And there's plenty of time. Again, there's 1,000,000 bowl games. And look, the way this always works, as somebody who's won the bowl contest most of the time, the way it always works is you go in these stretches where you might hit five in a row and then you miss five in a row, and that's sort of how it works. And this year is wilder, I think, than ever before. So we shall see. Let me get Todd in here. We'll get back to this and I need to tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi. Todd, how are you, Todd? Good to have you.
Well, how you doing?
Good, Todd.
You got lucky. I just happened to woke up mid-snore.
Oh, well, there you go.
Question for you, Walt. I think I already know your answer.
Okay.
The greatest defenses in the history of the NFL. People keep saying 85 Bears, 2000 Ravens. I always go back to my 1970 Steelers because every player on that defense has a reason to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. The Steelers, for a number of years as a whole, that was the best defense, I think, in history. Now, you can argue that in one year, the 85 Bears might have been more dominant. But when you look at the talent level, even with the talent the Bears had, and the Bears had some really good players, but the Steelers' talent was just insane. I mean, absolutely insane. And the whole bunch. I mean, Mean Joe Green and Elsie Greenwood and Dwight White and, you know, the
Ernie Holmes.
Right, Ernie Holmes, the linebackers.
Russell.
Russell
Lambert, Ham.
I think Ham's the most underrated linebacker in the history of football. He's first team all time for me. And then the secondary, Mel Blount, I think, is the greatest corner ever played. Donnie Shell, the whole
Wagner.
Secondary. Yeah, there was absolutely no weakness whatsoever. And it was a time where, you know, you could stockpile players, and the Steelers did that. And the Steelers defense was just unbelievable. Yeah, if I had to vote for the best defense in the history of the National Football League, especially if it's like over a period of like several years, the Steelers would get my vote.
It's just amazing that talent they had in their offensive line had two or three Hall of Famers on it, didn't it?
Yeah, yep.
Mike Webster and someone else, someone I remember. Then you had Lynn Swann, John Stallworth, Franco Harris, Rocky Blyer, Bradshaw with his strange touchdown interception ratio.
Yeah. Well, again, it was a different time, and the game was played differently, and you know, and so you had these, obviously Terry Bradshaw, regular season-wise, didn't post great numbers. I mean, at one point, he actually lost his job for a while to Jefferson Street Joe Gilly Gilliam, who had problems throughout his life. But I think when you look at that team as a whole, I mean, they're the most dominant team that ever played.
How could a player go from being mediocre in the regular season to being a Hall of Famer in the postseason?
Yeah, I think part of it was just the talent that was on that team and the fact that the talent rose to the occasion. I mean, there were some of those catches that Swan made in big games that in the playoffs that were just unbelievable, where Bradshaw chucked it 60 yards downfield and Swan made insane plays. And as much of a ballerina as Swan was in the air, he wasn't even the best receiver on that team. Stallworth was, so... You know,
Stallworth made one in 79 against the 79 season Super Bowl.
Yep.
He made one against the Rams that was over the shoulder. He looked the wrong way, and it dropped. He was looking inside, and it dropped over his outside shoulder, and he still made the catch.
Yeah, those teams.
Which is hard to do.
Yeah, those teams basically had no weakness. I mean, they were truly unbelievable, no question. Todd, I got to run. Good talking to you. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Hurry in for the best selection. It's the end of season sale. They've saved the best for last. Big news, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Rams. Year-end sale is on, and they've saved the best for last. I'm talking new trucks, discounted up to $10,000 off the sticker price, even with 4.9% financing. Yes, you can save up to $10,000 on new Rams and F-150s at Lake Kiwi. You can compare, contrast, test drive them both. Lake Kiwi's got a bunch of them to choose from. Not sure which you want? Lake Kiwi, you can test drive them. Do a side-by-side comparison. Lake Kiwi also has a ton of low-mileage, one-owner, pre-owned trucks in stock, and you can test drive those too. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has over 600 vehicles on the lot and ready for delivery. It's the biggest selection in the upstate, and they're all massively clearance priced for this massive end-of-year sale. Financing is easy regardless of your situation, so hurry to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Lake Kiwi Ford. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at Lake Kiwi Auto Group. The phone is 864-888-1200. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I sent you a quick
break. WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, y'all. It's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days. But I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Top, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that.
Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach